Listeners, good evening. Evening because it's 6:17. I've been up since way early. You are listening to Enjoy the Balance of Your Day. It's season 3, episode 2, Justice for the Pen. Now, I'm going to tell you why this episode is named Justice for the Pen, and also why this episode took a turn. First, before we get into that, I'm Enjoy, and I wanted to give you a little update on this whole hormone replacement therapy thing I've been going through. Since everything's been falling through, I finally did pick up my estrogen patches yesterday, and after doing a deep dive on Reddit and reading all the things and watching no less than 2 hours of TikToks, I finally hopped in the shower, got the courage up, dried off really, really well, made sure my skin was free of any sort of creams, hair, and anything else that could cause a little patch to fall off, and slapped it on there under my belly button. Patch is going to stay on until Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, I'll switch to a new patch. And most people that I watched said that they started feeling differences within the first 2 weeks. So we will see. This is a nice way of marking the start of the patch. So I will let you know how it works. I mean, the best part is that with my insurance, the patches only cost $9 a box. And let me see how many are in the boxes. In the box is, I have it right here. This is twice a week, but how many in this box? Maybe I should have looked at this before. Listen to me looking through the box on air. This is live. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 plus the one that's stuck on me right now, so 8. That's not too shabby. Without my insurance, it would cost about $70. So I'm thankful for that, and we'll see how this turns out. So, justice, it's supposed to make me feel better and not like a Sasquatch. If you've been listening, you know what's been going on. I just want to look in the mirror and see myself again. That's all. No big deal. Just want to be myself again. So you know that I work as a staffing specialist and I do a lot of paperwork. And when I do this paperwork, I have someone who checks the paperwork. Now my wife told me, be careful what you say, because what if the person happens to listen and then this person gets in their feelings? Well, this person can get in their feelings, because I suppose if I really wanted this person to know how I felt, I would have told her to her face. She should know how I feel. I'm not going to address this in the workplace because it doesn't bother me that much. And also, I don't think addressing it would make a difference because I don't think it would change the person she is. So we'll just leave it at that. So it's her job to check over my paperwork and provide feedback and advice and whatever the case may be. So she's like a teacher. Let's say she's a teacher. She's called a, I consider her a mentor, but she's like a teacher. So she gave me little checklists, which I find very helpful, to put on top of my packets. And as I get my packets done, I check off, similar to a rubric, what is in the packet. And it's very helpful because it keeps me on track. One of the things I do with the paperwork is anything with a wet signature, I scan it, email it to myself, and then I upload it to the system. Really great process. Recently, my emails weren't going through for whatever reason. So I highlighted that section of the checklist so that I wouldn't forget that I needed to upload. She comes weekly, sometimes bi-weekly. She came in and I didn't want to hold back the packets because otherwise she has nothing to do except sit there and stare at me, and that's awkward. So I highlighted that spot, gave her the packets, had to have some meetings. So when I have meetings in my office, she doesn't sit there because the meetings are on the confidential side. So I emailed her, hey, listen, I highlighted these certain packets because I wasn't able to email myself the scans, but I just want to let you know I didn't forget to scan them. I highlighted them so that I wouldn't forget to scan them. Fine. Later on that afternoon, she drops off the package. She goes on her merry way. Next day, I go to get the bin to check the packets and see what I have to fix, what I have to change, whatever I forgot. I'm good with receiving feedback. As an educator, I appreciate feedback. Whew, I look at the first packet. The highlighted area has been circled furiously over and over and over again. Kind of like, you know, when you were in school or in a meeting and you're a little bored, so you start doodling and you're going around and around and around and around. So I learned something new. When somebody calls you while you're recording, things go crazy. I stopped the call from coming through and my phone didn't pick up recording and I was just talking into nothingness. I'm sorry, friends. So as I was saying, she just kept circling the highlight area. So exactly where it said upload, she was just circling and circling and circling and circling. So she was circling in blue ink. And the only reason I noticed that it was blue ink because the next packet, same thing, circling and circling and circling and circling blue ink. I want to say five packets. The first four, it was blue ink. Until the fifth one, it was black ink, which means her blue pen was murdered and there's a blue pen carcass somewhere on campus. And then she moved to a black pen. So justice for the pen. She circled it to the point that she almost circled straight through the paper onto the good copy. So I don't know what that was about. So that really aggravated me to the point that I probably showed more than a few people, which was probably petty on my part. But I was just frustrated. And I mean, I guess I was complaining. It was aggravating to me. I didn't know why she did that because I feel like I recognized what I needed to fix. I marked it for myself. I let her know why I marked it. And I didn't think I needed all of those reminders to go back and fix it. But anyway, so that made me think that she was being passive aggressive. So then I decided that this week I wanted to talk about passive aggressive behavior in the workplace. So I went on this whole big internet deep dive to look at what it looked like to be passive aggressive in the workplace. However, in my research, I realized that her behavior wasn't actually passive aggressive. It was the opposite. It was very aggressive. The only way she could have been more aggressive was by probably busting down my office door and throwing the packet at me and saying, "You idiot, why didn't you do this, that, and the other?" Because by circling that over and over again, it was pretty much like yelling at me, and it was very aggressive. It was super aggressive. And in fact, we had a phone meeting a couple of days later, and she said something along the lines of, "You know, when you give me your packets, they need to be complete. Don't give me a packet unless it's complete. I noticed that you missed sending in the uploads." And I barely responded to that. You know, never mind the fact that I emailed. I didn't even say anything. I was just like, okay. So my behavior, okay. That was passive aggressive. So, I feel like I'm saying so a lot. I'm sorry about that. So, I checked verywellmind.com. Passive aggressive behavior is seemingly innocuous, accidental, or neutral, but the indirectly displays an unconscious aggressive motive. Okay, let me go to my next page. So some forms, some ways that a person is passive aggressive is if they ghost you, if they give you a backhanded compliment, if they give you the silent treatment, if they indirectly refuse a request, if they make excuses, if they procrastinate, if they're sarcastic. They may also claim to not be mad when they are actually mad. Or they might say that they are fine when they're actually not fine at all. As I was deep diving into what passive aggressive behavior looks like,
I started noticing some things that were a little shocking to me, and I realized something, listeners. I am a passive-aggressive person. I have passive-aggressive behaviors, many of them. So I told this to a very close friend of mine at work, and although I tried not to develop friendships at work because the last close and personal friend I had at work turned into a nightmare, it's difficult for me not to have some friendships at work. I told this friend at work about researching for this podcast, and I said, you know, I'm researching passive aggressive behavior because of, you know, the thing that so-and-so did. And guess what I realized? And she said, what? And I said, I'm passive aggressive. And she just started giggling furiously. And she said, you didn't know that? And I said, no. And she said, I'm sorry. And I was like, I didn't realize that. And we both laughed because we're similar people. And she said, I am too. And I said, but in my reading, I realized that it's more of a defense mechanism. So I don't feel terrible about it. So when I was doing all this reading, I realized why I do it. And I did some reading on how I can stop it, because it's really not good for relationships or friendships. So there are many causes. So your family upbringing. So a direct expression of emotion was discouraged or not allowed, and as a result, people find ways to passively channel their anger or frustration. That's definitely a byproduct of my childhood, because it's not that I was discouraged from showing my emotions. There was just so many other things going on and maybe bigger things that I had to deal with, that perhaps showing my emotions just wasn't in the forefront. Maybe I just pushed my emotions somewhere else because I had more important things to deal with. Also, mental health status. There's a correlation between depression and passive-aggressive behavior towards oneself, attitude and how they explain negative situations and how they respond to distress. There are situational circumstances. If in a place where displays of aggression are not socially acceptable, such as business or family functions, well, we know about family functions. I feel like I'm super sarcastic at family functions, and I get away with it because that's how I am. Another one is discomfort in confrontation, because standing up for yourself is scary. I do agree that standing up for myself is scary, and that's a regular thing for me. So then I read up on how to deal with it. It says to try to keep your anger in check. Good luck with that one. Put a person's feelings. What? Oh, it says try to be non-judgmental and factual. Whatever. Address behavior without pointing fingers or assigning blame. Good luck with that one. Allow a person the opportunity to work out their feelings. I don't know if they're talking about me or somebody else. Oh, now this one. What if it's you? Ask. Okay, everyone, if you find that you're the passive-aggressive person, these are the questions you should ask yourself. Do you sulk when unhappy with someone? Check. Do you avoid someone when you're upset with them? Do you give the silent treatment? Do you put off doing something as a way to punish someone? Do you use sarcasm as a way to avoid meaningful conversations? I feel very targeted right now, listeners. I don't know. I don't know where I got this list from. Fuck this article. Steps. Improve your self-awareness. Start paying attention to what is going on with you emotionally. If I did that, I'd probably just be walking around weeping all day. Give yourself time to make changes. Be patient with yourself. I don't know, listeners, if I can afford to give myself any more grace. Practice expressing yourself. Conflict is unavoidable.
in life, but what? Learn how to assert your feelings effectively can result in better resolutions. My handwriting is pretty sad. I should probably start typing these notes out. All right, so incidentally, during the week, I was listening to Are You My Podcast, and Sarah Colonna and Mary Radinsky had looked up HuffPost.com, six of the most passive-aggressive phrases you're probably using but shouldn't. Now, I will tell you, if you really want to listen, hear this list and hear the fun part of this list, you need to subscribe to their Patreon. It's only $7 a month. It's probably the best $7 I spend a month. Subscribe to their Patreon. Are You My Podcasters? Are You My Podcasters? Yes, that's the name of it. And then you can hear their breakdown of this list. I will read the list to you. I cannot read it as well as they did because I was cracking up while they read the list. But here's the list of the six most passive-aggressive phrases you're probably using but you should not. Number one, good for you. Number two, I'm sorry you feel that way. Number three, it's fine. Number four, whatever. Number five, if you say so. Number six, you're just too sensitive. These are all terrible. That good for you is awful. That's awful. The it's fine, if somebody says, if I say it's fine, I'm probably almost on fire. Like that little flaming trash can. If I say it's fine, it's absolutely, it's the total opposite of fine. Then I looked up passive aggressive email sign-offs. These are not as fun, but I wrote them, so you're going to hear them. Warm regards from the high horse I'm on. Eternally waiting for your reply. With all the regards I can muster. Cheers to your speedy response time. Best wishes despite your busy schedule. Regards from the edge of my patience. Yours in eternal anticipation. Forever holding my breath for your response. With more enthusiasm than your email deserved. Warmest regards from the depths of my last nerve. Sincerely, despite the circumstances. And the last one. Best from the other side of your silence. That's all I got for you. I need to have a sip of water. Hold on. Honestly, I know I have to do something about the person that I am. I have looked into therapy. I'm hoping that this patch helps me figure out or get back to the person I was, the person I still am. But I've always been, according to these articles I've been reading and according to just life in general, I've always been passive aggressive. I thought I was just sarcastic, and I get that from my dad and my family, and it's always the person I've been. But calling it passive aggressive just makes it feel like it's just wrong. So I'd like to not be that way. I've always gotten a laugh for it. And my humor has always been considered dry. But I think in the greater scheme of things, sometimes I can say things that are very, very hurtful. And I don't want to do that. And I understand it's a defense mechanism. And a lot of the passive aggressive behavior, like all defense mechanisms, is I don't want to get hurt. I fear being disappointed. I fear being let down. And it's almost if I strike first, if somebody strikes back, maybe I won't be hurt as much. But that's unfair to the relationships that I'm in. It's unfair to the people I work with. It's unfair to my life. It's unfair to my friendships. But I'm really not sure how to stop it. And I've always avoided therapy because therapy, like, you know, fortune tellers and everything else, I'm afraid of what I'll find out about myself. But if I continue this journey on my own with all this reading and
Googling and Reddit threads and TikToking and trying to diagnose myself, I'm just going to get deeper in a hole when I can just reach out to a professional and maybe they'll have answers. So I don't know, listeners. I don't know. You don't know either. I'm just speaking to air, expecting answers. Crap. I don't know. I don't know. That's a piece of silence I should probably edit out, but that was me trying to figure things out. Anyhow, after I lost you for a second because the phone rang, I went back and listened to the beginning, and I'm sorry for the music in the background. That was my mother-in-law in the bathroom with her mariachi band, getting herself together for her evening of nothingness. You know, she starts getting ready for whatever she does in the evening, and around 6, she goes into the bathroom with her phone and pretties herself up. Oh, I feel a little let down. I was looking forward to recording, and I did, so go me. But I thought discussing the passive-aggressive behavior and telling you about the pen would be a relief. But I don't feel relieved. Not at all. I'm going to put this episode out anyway. I probably will not listen back to it because some of my episodes, I listen to them at length because I feel like I can learn something from them. I don't think I'll learn anything from this one. This one might agitate me. Maybe you can call and leave a voice message. I posted a link in the Enjoy the Balance of Your Day podcast Facebook group where you can leave me messages, apparently, to Spotify, and then I'll play them on the show. Megan was calling and leaving a message, but she was calling my cell phone and leaving a message. I don't think you're supposed to do that. I think, Megan, you're supposed to actually hit the link. That's what you're supposed to do. I'm going to try hitting the link when I get off of here and see how it works. Megan just left me who knows how many messages on my phone that I'm going to have to go in and check down and see how that works. I did clean the front of the house today and try to work on my little curb appeal. Somebody came by and did something to the brakes and changed the oil. My way better challenge this week is to walk 3 miles for 5 days out of this week, 3 miles a day for 5 days. So I already knocked out today. So now I've got to do it 4 more times. And I've got to pick out some more challenges. I think I also have the 5,000 steps a day, which is easy because the 3 miles turns out to about 6,000 steps, a little more. And I think walking Stevie, that event has just ended, and taking your vitamins and taking a picture, I think that event just ended. This week at work is going to be a regular hectic week, and that person comes back on Wednesday to look at packets and lecture me about who knows what. And not this week. Next week is our 10-year wedding anniversary, and I wanted to do something amazing. But I don't know what it's going to look like because I'm not much of a planner. I wanted to maybe go to Tampa and get an Airbnb. And I made plans for my mother-in-law, her mom, to go somewhere for a few days. But it looks like those plans have just fallen through. So we took some days off of work, but we will be here with her. So I guess it'll just be like the weekend. We'll do some chores around the house. Maybe we'll order some takeout. Maybe we'll watch a movie. I don't know. I will record. Maybe I'll record on our 10th anniversary and tell you a story of how we met. If I haven't told you yet, I don't think I've told you. It's not how I wanted to spend my 10th anniversary, but if I'm here and my phone is here, I might as well. I won't be doing anything else. I hope you have an amazing week. I hope you didn't come here to learn about passive aggressive behavior. That I think that was a passive aggressive statement. You see what I mean? I have to be better. You should let me know about your passive aggressive behavior at work. I also found that you're not supposed to say things like on it or circling back or per my last email or moving this to the top of your inbox. All of that is passive aggressive. Seems like every behavior is passive aggressive. Snap. Oh, snap. We are all messed up. We are all messed up. All these buzzwords are passive aggressive behavior. But then what's the opposite? Aggressive? I think the only way not to be passive aggressive or aggressive is just to learn how to communicate. People just need to know how to communicate. And although every behavior is a form of communication, you just need to know how to communicate appropriately as adults. But in my spicy, neurodivergent way, communication just doesn't look the way that it's expected to look. I just laid eyes on the dress I'm gonna wear tomorrow. See how I did that? Bright, shiny things. Although the dress is dark and dreary, bright, shiny things. That's how this works. Anyway, I love you. Thank you for listening. I've got to think about what I'm gonna do with the rest of my day. I'm working on a UDL course, something designed for learning. United Design, Unlimited Design. Oh, Universal Design Learning, something like that. Anyway, it's a super easy course because this is Florida and just like watching YouTube videos and they ask you questions to make sure you're paying attention. You answer little questions, you have unlimited opportunity to get it right. How easy is that? I will talk to you next week. I have to decide what we're going to talk about next week. Next week could be the week after or the week after that. You know how this works. You've been listening to enjoy the balance of your day. Don't be passive aggressive at work. If you wear a patch, make sure your skin is dry and oil free. Oh, and order soap. Order soap from, oh no, what is it? Little Bird Revive. Oh, I should have looked it up. Where is the soap? Am I gonna go to the bathroom and get it? Yes, I just ordered soap. And I wanted to shout out my friend's soap company because the soap smells so good. I worked in the yard, so I'm limping to the bathroom. Let me find the soap. The soap is from Little Bird Revival. And you can order it online, and it smells amazing, and it is not expensive, and it's handmade. And again, it smells amazing, and you need to order soap. And when you order the soap, tell this amazing person that Lola Velez told you about the soap. You will not get a discount, but tell her because she'll smile and she'll be so happy. Again, you will not get a discount, but tell her that I sent you. All right, take care. Bye.